This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. It might be called the World Wide Web, but the United States invented the Internet, and the U.S. government has been involved in running it through the Commerce Department since its beginning. But now that is going to change. But is this change going to hurt U.S. cybersecurity? Is this the modern-day equivalent of giving away the Panama Canal? A little bit later, we're going to be talking about the royalty check that landowners get from their drillers, the fracking oil and gas companies. Do you trust that check? And in the second half of The Source, what the city is planning for La Villita and why the shop owners there, the shopkeepers there, are hopping mad. But first, back to the Internet and its future. We're joined by Jack Dempsey. He is the Vice President for Public Policy at the Center for Democracy and Technology. Welcome to The Source, Jim.
Happy to be with you today. Thanks.
So, Jim, I mean, it sounds scary. I see the tweets from Newt Gingrich saying it's very, very dangerous and that Barack Obama is giving away the Internet.
Well, there is some danger here, which we need to be attuned to. But on the other hand, this is part of a natural evolution of the Internet and something that's, in the big picture, desirable. It's just unsustainable when more than half, by far, of the Internet users are outside of the United States. It's not really sustainable for the U.S. government to retain what is a relatively small role. But even that small role does need to be internationalized.
Okay, so the hyperbolic fear-mongering aside, what are the facts? What's happening here?
Basically, as you know, people remember names, Amazon.com, PPR.org. But the Internet's machinery uses numbers. And so there needs to be a way to translate names, PPR.org, into addressing numbers. And you need to be sure that there's only one name associated with one machine or one website on the Internet. And therefore, there's a body, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, that keeps track of which domain names have been allocated to which owners and what machines they have connected to the Internet with those names and numbers. And at the very top of that, it's a hierarchical system, it's a pyramid-type system. At the very top of that is something called the root zone, which keeps track of who owns which domain names and what computers they're associated with. That is run by a nonprofit corporation, but up until now, the U.S. government has had the last say in approving any changes to that file, that top root zone file. And now they're saying it really does not make sense any longer for a politically appointed official of the U.S. government to be making that last decision about what gets added to that root zone.
So who would be taking over if the United States gives up that oversight?
That is the million-dollar question, because in the process of cutting this last thin umbilical cord between the U.S. government and the Internet and ending this very limited U.S. government control over the Internet, we don't want to expose the Internet to control by other governments. This is the paradox we've been living under now. U.S. control, so to speak, very limited, but U.S. control of this domain name system has actually protected the Internet against interference by any other government.
Well, like the Chinese, who are known for censoring, and
exactly.
Russia, who are very aggressive.
Exactly, who have a very different vision of the Internet than we do. Theirs is not the open, decentralized, user-controlled, privacy-friendly, free speech-supporting, democracy-supporting Internet.
Well but the United States is not blemish-free either with the revelation from Snowden.
That's the problem, that the U.S. has actually been a relatively good steward of the Internet. It's clearly grown faster and more rapidly and reached more people than any other medium in history. And it's almost ironic that the Snowden revelations have had this blowback against the internet, but this process has been in play in the works for some time, this process of finally severing the last bit of U.S. control, but we have to do it in a way that does not open the internet to control by all the other governments in the world who would be much less hesitant to exercise power and much more likely to suppress speech and to limit their own citizens' access to information.
So is the free market taking over the World Wide Web? Is that who we say who's...
The critical thing here is that there should be no one person or sector or country or entity that controls the internet. So what we talk about here is multi-stakeholder governance. Yes, governments have some role. Corporations have a role. Academics and the university community, civil society, they all have a role. And ICANN was formed based upon this notion of bottom-up, consensus-driven, multi-stakeholder decision-making. It's a relatively unique and unusual model in the way decisions are made. It's worked pretty well so far. Now we need to find out, is it up to the task? We need to build the accountability structures to make sure it's up to the task of managing this last little bit of control, the management of this root server.
Is this change that we're seeing with the internet, the U.S. Commerce Department giving up its oversight over this top layer of it, is that going to be good or bad for privacy, helping protect our privacy?
Well, it should be neutral for privacy.
That bad, huh?
The point is the domain name system and ICANN and the other functions associated with managing the domain name system should be narrowly focused on this one major task of making sure that the names and the numbers on the internet correspond in a reliable way so that only one name equals one definitive number assigned to one specific machine and one specific publisher or manager of that website.
So it seems they just run the internet. It's not really involved in eavesdropping or any of that content control. It's just making sure that when I call up a website, whatever it might be, npr.org, did I get that website?
Exactly. If they maintain that narrow focus, then we should be okay.
All right, Jim Dempsey, he's the VP for Public Policy at the Center for Democracy and Technology. Thank you for filling us in because we're seeing some scary sound bites out there. It sounds like maybe we just need to get a little more reading on it. Thank you so much for joining us. When we come back from this news break, we're going to be talking about the royalty checks from some drillers and whether or not you can believe the numbers or not when you get them. This is The Source on KSTX.